All right, here we go. Monday morning match game on 94.5 PST. Hey there. Good morning. It's Chris and Joe. Dan Zarrow actually off today. So Joe and I are going to go head to head. Marissa is going to be the game show host. She's on the board today answering the phone.
I love being any kind of game show host.
She so loves this. All right. So this is where Joe and I are going to try really hard to match each other's answers. And you can play along too. You can always put your answers in the 94.5 PST app chat. I'm going to pull that up now so I can check your answers. And two rounds we play. We'll see how we do here. All right, so I'm going to answer first.
Okay.
Joe,
Ollie,
you're going to get out of here.
See you in a few.
Okay. Marissa, you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
All right.
I feel alive today.
Are you channeling Joe?
I feel awake. I don't know. Sometimes I do channel Joe, sometimes I don't.
We'll see if today's the day, all
okay.
right?
Sometimes we're in tune, sometimes we're not.
All right, the first one.
Okay.
Tracy just went on a first date.
Oh.
She said the most awkward moment was when he pulled a blank out of his pocket.
Oh. Wait, so I feel like there could be a bunch of answers for this. Could it be like the silly, he's a magician, he pulls a rabbit out of his pocket? I mean, although that's a hat. You pull a rabbit out of a hat, right? So maybe that's not it. I'm thinking anything with his mother, like his mother's credit card to pay or a picture of his mother or something. Gosh, there's so many answers.
The possibilities are truly endless.
I'm going to say a picture of his mother.
A pic of his mom.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say.
All right.
Although that may not be dirty enough for Joe. Joe tends to go dirty during this game.
Well, but maybe he'll surprise you.
Okay.
All right, second one. Ted got some advice from his dating coach.
Oh, okay.
He said the worst thing you could do on a first date is talk too much about your blank. A lot of dating ones.
And again, I feel like there could be a lot of answers for this, too. It could be, like, his mother. You know, like, mama's boy.
Should you just go all mom-related stuff?
Write down. But it also could be, he talks too much about yourself. Get it? Because you're not really supposed to talk about yourself too much.
That's true.
But Joe loves talking about himself. Like, really loves talking about himself. So you know what? Maybe I'm going to go with that.
Self. Okay.
Self.
Yourself.
Yep.
And your super match, ice blank.
Oh, I'm going to say ice cream.
Ice cream.
Because yesterday I was having an ice cream craving and all day I was trying to like shake it. I'm like, I don't need ice cream. I'm not going to get ice cream.
It. Yeah.
And there was a gallon of cookie dough ice cream in our fridge and I literally took one spoonful to kind of itch it, and that was it. I was pretty proud of myself, actually.
To be fair, yesterday was the perfect day for ice cream.
It was a nice
gorgeous day.
It's kind of warm. Yeah. All right, so ice cream.
Ice cream. All right.
Call him back in. Joe.
Waving.
He's here.
Hello.
Hello,
sorry,
Joe.
I hit the thing when I re-entered. All right, ready?
All right, ready.
I'm feeling good about these.
Let's go.
Number one, Tracy went on a first date. She said the most awkward moment was when he pulled a blank out of his pocket.
See. There's the obvious thing, the protection thing. I'm not doing that. That's too on the nose. The adult protection. That's not right. So he pulled a ring out of his pocket.
A ring?
Oh.
Oh, like he's married?
Like he's or her. Or being proposed. Just
okay.
Rings
are
weird.
Oh, I get it. Like he's going to propose on a first. That's not bad, actually.
What'd you say,
not
Chris?
Bad.
I said a picture of
picture
his mother.
Picture of mother.
Nobody carries pictures around anymore.
Or like just a picture, maybe on his phone or whatever.
All right, number two.
Okay.
Ted got some advice from his dating coach. He said the worst thing you could do on a first date is talk too much about your blank.
Talk too much about your childhood trauma.
Childhood? Joe, what?
Yeah.
Just channeling himself here.
Some of these are inward reflections. Sometimes.
That's a big.
No?
Not bad.
No.
That is advice
Jackson
people are giving.
Said X.
Okay.
That's not bad.
That is a good one.
I said yourself. Talk too much about yourself.
Okay.
You're not supposed to do that, right? No. Okay, this is going at all.
I think this is going fantastic. Your super match is ice blank.
Ice cream.
Yes! Yay! All right. Right.
Yeah.
So we end round one, 1-1-3.
I was a little nervous. We could get a little political on the last one, so I made sure not to.
Oh, that's right.
Jeez. Because it's 2026.
All right, so we'll flip it for round two, and Joe will answer first, and I'll step out. But you can keep putting your answers in the 94.5 PST app chat. We'll be right back. All right, here we go. Round two of Monday Morning Match Game on 94.5 PST. Hey there. Good morning. It's Chris and the crew. I'm Chris.
I'm Joe.
I'm Marissa.
Dan's off today, so Joe and I are playing Monday Morning Match Game. You can put your answers in the 94.5 PST app chat if you want to try to match us. We got 1 out of 3 first round. Not terrible.
And the one we got was a super match, so I'm not sure if that's worth more or less.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we'll take a few extra points for that. All right, so Marissa, Joe, you're going to give the questions to Joe this round. I'm going to step out, and I'm going to come back and see if I can match him, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right, I'll be back.
All right, goodbye, Chris. All right, Joe. All right,
let's go.
Are you ready?
Let's go.
All right. Question one. Strange Steve said his relationship ended quickly. It was because his girlfriend found a mysterious blank under the bed.
All right. Under the bed. Place for storage. I have some shoes. Pair of heels.
A pair of heels. That's good.
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay. I got nothing else, but I have a pair of heels there. I'm not sure if they're his or another lady's, but there's a pair of heels under that bed.
That's a conversation to be had there. All right. Number two, Luscious Lola loves staying in with her husband. She especially likes when he brings out the blank.
All right, so I'm going to try to think of what Chris brings out in her house. I don't know that she still has these, but at one point I believe she had a pair of fuzzy handcuffs. So I'm going to say fuzzy handcuffs.
Fuzzy handcuffs.
I'm going to hope she thinks about herself on that one.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure she had a pair of handcuffs. I can't quite remember. When she comes back, we'll ask her.
Okay. And your super match, Love Blank.
Love Bomb. Bomb.
Bomb.
Bomb.
All right. Bomb. Love bomb. All right.
Something I have never done to a man.
All right. We're going to wave Chris back in.
All right.
Hey, Chris.
Hello.
Welcome back.
I'm seeing Marissa laughing through the window.
I think I told her something about you that she doesn't know.
That's true. Yeah, I think I got a little bit of lore about you. Yeah.
Maybe you should ask me to see if it's actually true.
I'm not sure that this is true.
Yeah, exactly.
When we get there, I'll make sure to ask.
He loves telling lies about me.
This one I think is true, though.
All right. Number one. Strange Steve said his relationship ended quickly.
Uh-oh.
It was because his girlfriend found a mysterious blank under the bed.
Oh, boy. Okay, so if he's strange, it could be anything. How about a mysterious doll?
Okay. It was good. I like that.
In the app chat, people are saying bra.
That would make sense.
That's kind of a little more in line with what Joe said.
Oh, so something of another woman's, you mean?
I said pair of heels, which could be his or...
I was going to say, you really don't know whose it could be.
I was more thinking like... playful doll, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, okay. I went a completely different route.
All right. Number two. Luscious Lola loves staying in with her husband. She especially likes when he brings out the blank.
Oh, boy. So if she's luscious, she may be up for some playing. I'm going to say, how do I say this? Toys?
Okay.
No, Marissa, I would love...
What did you say?
I said fuzzy handcuffs.
Which, and then he said that you have a pair, or had a pair?
Yo. She has a full collection of accoutrements in her drawers. She hasn't said no, Marissa, which is how
next
I know it's
question.
True. How I know it's true.
Next question.
She has a full box of things, actually,
I'm
Marissa.
Not sure about a box.
Full on
maybe,
box.
I don't think
maybe,
a box.
Maybe a drawer.
Okay.
Super match. Love... blank.
Love Shack.
Oh, it's the Love Shack.
Love Shack, baby.
No?
What
did you say?
Love Bomb.
Love Bomb?
Yeah, like you love bomb. Like you
when
love
you're love
bomb
bombing
someone.
Someone.
Oh, you've done that, haven't you?
I've done that to a man before.
Yep, I can see that.
So, out of all six, you guys got...
Someone matched you Love Bomb in the app chat,
Joe.
Oh,
okay. Who was that? Maybe I'll play them
Nikki
next week.
Nikki and Jackson.
Nikki, maybe you're up next week and play with me.
So out of all six, you guys got one.
Well, that's kind of par for the course. Aria, would you give up your driver's license for $30,000?
Oh.
That's a lot of money, but here's the deal. You're not getting it all at once. So this isn't here. This is overseas. But let me tell you, I wish they would do this here for Route 1 traffic. So the people in Malta, which apparently, Joe, is Europe's smallest and most densely driven country.
I could see
had
that.
No idea. Right?
I know everyone, it says it's stunning.
They are offering drivers 30 years and younger, so 30 years old and younger, to give up their driver's license for the next 5 years for 30 grand. It's a traffic issue.
There's but only so you'll do it for 5 years.
Yeah, 5 years. And here's the thing. At first I was like, whoa, I'm getting $30,000 to give up my driver's license. Sure I will. But you don't get it all at once. You get $5,700 for each year for 5 years.
Okay.
So it's not that much money.
Yeah, but $5,700, it goes a long way towards paying for your other commuting bills and things.
Well, and I would think, Joe, you live
I would give up my driver's license in a heartbeat if I could.
He loves being a passenger princess, Marissa.
If I could give up my license, I would do it in an instant.
Yeah, so apparently traffic is so bad there that they're asking people to give up their licenses. Well, I'm not giving mine up.
Gen Z is allegedly not very into driving. Marissa's with us this morning. Marissa, are you one of those Gen Zers that hated getting your license and stuff?
I'm not. I love driving.
Me
too. If I need to clear my head, I'll just drive for 2 hours.
Yes, I'm with you.
I was that way when I was 17 and 18, and that went by the waist. You know what it is? I think it's that I commute and sit in so much darn traffic all the time. I'm over it. I think if up and down 95, 295 every day has just done me in.
So you would be up for this?
Oh my God. I'm moving to Malta.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
All right, Chris. Tatiana, I think she said Montclair, actually, my exact memory of that. Tatiana, where are you?
Yep.
Montclair.
I'm right here.
I got it. Right. Tatiana, she said she's so ready to crush you like a little bug is what she said, Chris. She said just like
that's
that.
She's going to crush me.
Exaggeration, but okay.
I was going to say, those are some tough words. All right, well, I'm going to get out of here. You do your best. I'll come back, see if I can get those answers right, too. We'll see who wins, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, good luck.
All
you
right.
Sound much friendlier than Joe was telling me.
You know, Chris.
He was trying to scare me, I think,
trying
this morning.
Trying to scare you and you're out of here. All right, we'll see in a few. All right, Tatiana, your quiz starts right now. Chris won't hear your answers. Question number one. The third season of The Comeback premiered last night on HBO. It stars Lisa Kudrow. Lisa Kudrow was on what popular sitcom in the late 90s, early 2000s?
She was Phoebe on Friends. Lock it in.
Question number two, Olivia Rodrigo is teasing new music once again. Name two Olivia Rodrigo songs in 10 seconds. Go.
Get Him Back and Driver's License. Lock it in.
All right, we're going to lock in both of those. Just make sure I had them noted. And the third and final question, the upcoming season of The Bachelorette was canceled last week. What network does that show air on?
I know Disney Plus, Hulu, ABC, lock it in. I think ABC, lock it in.
That's quite a string of consciousness there. All right. Can't Be Chris's morning is powered by Al's Airport Inn in Ewing, New Jersey. Live music 6 nights a week, happy hour specials Monday through Saturday. My friend Diva Devine going to be out there for a happy hour on Wednesday evening as well. The full schedule events online, alsairportinn.com. It is where the locals go. Hello, Chris.
We love Diva Devine.
We do love Diva. I know. I keep telling her. I keep telling Diva I'm going to go to one of these on Wednesdays.
She was just there recently, too. I saw some pictures.
I know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have that other event on Wednesday night, but we'll skip it and go see Diva.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right, let's do this.
We just got distracted. Okay. Here we go. Quiz. Chris, your quiz starts now. Question one. The third season of The Comeback premiered last night on HBO.
Oh, my God.
Starring
you love that show.
Lisa Kudrow. Yeah. I stayed up late.
I know.
And I watched it twice. To that. Lisa was on what popular sitcom in the 90s, 2000s?
That would be Friends.
You both said Friends, and you're both correct.
Easy one.
Let's see how you do it. Number two. Olivia Rodrigo is teasing some new music once again. Name two Olivia Rodrigo songs in 5 seconds, Chris.
Driver's License and Good For You.
You both said Driver's License. Tatiana said Get Him Back. Good For You. Both of those are three of those are songs.
We're both O-Rod fans,
right? We're both O-Rod fans.
Yeah.
I gave you a little bit more of a challenging version of that question.
Why?
Which was...
She only had to answer one.
I gave Tatiana 10 seconds. I gave you 5.
Thanks a lot. I got it.
Well, you still got it. Okay. Question. I tried. Question number three. The upcoming season of The Bachelorette was canceled last week.
Such a scandal.
What network is that show supposed to air on?
ABC.
You both said ABC. I'd give Tatiana a bonus point if I could, but she named Disney Plus and Hulu. All three of those are correct.
All the streaming.
We got all the points there today. We tie today, Tatiana, by a score of 3-3, meaning Chris's streak continues, but you do not have to give us that phrase of shame.
Yeah, you showed up. Good job.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was actually not that bad today.
No, it was pretty easy.
Got you digging to see Demi Lovato when she brings the It's Not That Deep tour to Philly's Xfinity Mobile Arena going down Saturday, April 18th. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to be Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Chapel Roan's kind of getting on my nerves.
Oh, this is a bad weekend for her.
Yeah, did you hear what happened? So an 11-year-old little girl who happens to be Jude Law's daughter.
This is...
Yeah, actually saw Chapel in a hotel in Brazil. So didn't even go up to her, didn't even attempt to talk to her, nothing. She literally just walked past her table. Did I mention she's 11 years old? So just kind of walked past her table and said to her mom, I don't know if it's her, so let me go look. So she walked by her table, even went back to her mom and said, I still don't know if that's her. Well, a security guard went after the girl, confronted her mom aggressively, apparently, and told him to stop. Mm-hmm. So people are now criticizing Chapel for sending her security to blast an 11-year-old girl for taking a look, basically. Didn't even attempt to talk to her, get an autograph or anything. So now Chapel did say later that security guard was not a part of her personal security team, but still the mom is saying you need to know who's around you and what they're doing.
I agree.
I mean, this wasn't even at a meet and greet or anything like that where she'd be busy and not know what's going on. She was at a table at a hotel.
I have long been saying I think there's...
I'm over her.
Something that's going to give on Chapel Roan and might be this is the first... Imagine if this was just a regular child.
Seriously.
And by regular child, I mean not attached to a celebrity. Right. We never would have heard about this. Meaning this kind of thing is happening all the time.
Without her fans, who is she? Mm-hmm. Stop it.
And that's exactly what I said too. I feel like she's taking this setting boundary almost bratty pop behavior way too far.
She hasn't been around long enough for that.
Exactly.
Yep. Come on. Okay, so the Bachelorette scandal. We were talking a little bit about it in Can't Beat Chris. So some of the contestants that are on the canceled season are starting to speak out. One of them is Doug Mason, who's the rumored winner from the season. We had heard that they got engaged, but they already broke up, you know, whatever, whatever. So he shared his support for Taylor, actually, in a video on his Instagram story. And he said, I'm just sending out prayers to Taylor because that was her moment and her moment got blocked. All we can do right now is just be hopeful. That's what he's saying. So there's a big new bar trend. I know neither of you are going to embrace this.
But
it's the mini cocktail trend.
Why mini?
So, you know, people are not drinking. They're not.
I know.
They're drinking less and less, really. I mean, I know it's not you two, but research shows that nearly half of Americans are planning to limit their alcohol this year for two reasons. One, everybody's on a health kick right now, right? A lot of people on GLPs. You're not supposed to drink all that stuff. You can't drink because you're full, whatever. And then financial. I mean, cocktails are expensive and everything else is so expensive right now. So the tiny teeny trend is catching on, where they give you a mini drink, like a mini martini or something. It's just enough. It's not expensive. There you go.
I understand this, though, because, I mean, not for me and Joe, but I do understand this when people are, if they're watching their health or financial situation, there is a social aspect that comes with going out and getting a drink with friends. There's that social aspect. So you want to still be included in it.
We went out to dinner with some friends and, you know, kind of not drinking now, but I was kind of like, well, let me bring something. So I brought a, what's the ones I always like? I can never remember the name.
She likes statesides. She likes surfside.
I don't know why I can't remember that name. Yeah. But I brought one when everybody else was having wine and stuff. And
you
I'm like, let me just have one.
And she's just cracking open her cans in fancy places.
I put it
in a
glass.
I
put it in a glass. And Marty Supreme hitting HBO Max April 24th. There's the scoop. Scoop brought to you by the LASIK experts in Lawrenceville. Right now, you can get LASIK starting as low as $9.99 per eye. Schedule a free LASIK consultation right now at LASIKexperts.com. Anti-bucket list. Something that you really just don't care about doing. I've got several things on my list.
Can't wait to hear them.
It's Chris and the Crew. Good morning. I'm Chris.
I'm Joe.
I'm Marissa.
So the deal is, so my friends are planning, a group of my friends, you know, I have a couple of groups of friends. I've got one group of friends planning this bucket list trip. This is what they're calling it. It's our bucket list trip. Everything we've wanted to do, now we're going to do it. And it's more of a, like an outdoor adventure thing. It's zip lining. It's jumping out of a plane. It's hiking up to the mountain. Whatever. I'm on this group chat going, none of these things are on my bucket list.
Just about to ask you, is any of this remotely appealing to you?
No. I would do all of these things.
Really?
I would. I would do the hiking. I would do the skydiving. I would do the zip lining. I have done zip lining. It's very fun.
Maybe I'd do zip lining. Maybe a hike. I'm not jumping out of a plane. I can tell you that right now. I'm not a very adventurous person. So far,
Chris is just preaching facts.
So I say to John, I'm like, this is my anti-bucket list. These are the things I definitely don't want to do. Do you have an anti-bucket list, Joe?
Mine.
What do you not want to do?
There's a trip everyone wants to go on, and it's always to Disney. And the idea of that is so unappealing to me.
I don't have kids, so I get that.
But like, there are plenty of Disney adults, plenty of them.
Dan Zarrow is one of them.
My boyfriend wants to be one of them. I don't allow him to be one.
He really wants to go to Disney?
He's been a ton. He likes it. He used to go for the weekend. It's like, yeah, he's like similar to Dan. But the issue is now I feel like I'm going to eventually have to compromise because cruises were my thing. Disney was kind of his thing. And I thought, well, he'll never go on a cruise ship. Now he went on a cruise ship this year.
Oh, so now you have to go to Disney. There's a way to do it, Joe.
No, there isn't. The best way to do it is not to go at all. That's the best way to do it.
You have to compromise, though.
John's the best way to do it.
A few of my friends, Joe, who have kids, like the dads come back and from the first trip and they're like, okay, that's it. Never again.
We gave it to them once. That's it. Enough. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Marissa, you don't have anything on your anti-bucket list? You want to do everything?
I mean, I guess maybe fishing. I don't know.
I'm with you on that.
I feel like a lot of people go out and they make it a whole day thing. They go out at 3 a.m. and they come back at midnight the next day. They're out there. It's gross.
And they're holding those slimy fish in pictures and stuff. Like, and it smells.
I'll cast the rod, but you have to put the worm on the hook and you have to touch the fish. And at that point, why even go? I'm good. I don't need to do a fishing trip or anything like that.
I would agree with you on that one. There's nothing. I don't even like going into a fish market. It smells.
Yeah.
The idea of going fishing is awesome. So far, we've named nothing I want to do in my life. Hiking, fishing, Disney.
Wait, you got to add to our anti-bucket list. What do you not want to do? 609-243-9778. Come on, I'm sure there's something. Or you can tell us in the next. Yeah, so we're putting together an anti-bucket list. The things you just have no interest in doing. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 94.5 PST. This started because I'm in a group chat of friends that are planning a bucket. They're calling it the bucket list trip. And they want to know if I want to go.
Yeah.
I don't want to go.
What's on this
Because
list?
Nothing on the list for what they on their bucket list is on my bucket list. It's all adventure stuff. It's all like zip lining. I guess I would zip line. But like hiking and jumping out of a plane and doing all this very rugged outdoorsy stuff. And I'm like, pass. Now listen, I'm not a girly girl. I was an athlete growing up. But this stuff still does not appeal to me.
I'm always like, why am I going to spend my time and my money on these things now that I'm an adult, right?
Exactly. Like, I only get a certain amount of time off from work. I want to do something that I want to do, not something I don't want to do.
I would go on these trips.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll take your spot, Chris.
You can take my spot. All right, let's go to the phones. We've got Harrison in Hamilton. He's on the line. So what's on your anti-bucket list?
I'm sure this is an unpopular opinion, but it's getting married for me. I can't see myself with the same person for the rest of my life. I know how that sounds, but I also know me, and I just can't see it working, so I'm going to date forever. Getting married is just not on my bucket list.
Interesting. Joe, what do you think about that?
Here for that. Actually, he raised a good point. I could see that, yeah. Yeah.
I guess it's better than getting divorced. Right. Getting married and then getting divorced.
Get divorced, it won't be on his bucket list.
All right, Deb is in Ewing. What is it for you, Deb?
A few of my friends have their adventure bucket list, and I'm like, pass. I have no desire to go rock climbing or skydiving or ziplining. I'd rather just, you know, live. And it stresses me out to even think about it. So no thanks.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd rather live. That's a good opinion there. Okay. And Julia is in East Windsor. What's on your anti-bucket list?
So skiing is something I've done and I never have to do it again. It was just bad from start to finish. I was cold. It was too hard. I almost crashed into like three people. It just wasn't fun. And so I'd rather sit with a drink in the lodge and meet up with my friends at the end of the day. So that's what's on my anti-bucket list.
Me too, girl.
Did I tell you the first time I went skiing, I ended up on crutches?
And again, I'm athletic. Like, I couldn't get it. Like, I didn't understand that the ski lift wasn't stopping for me to get off. So that was a big issue. I almost, like, fell off that because I had to hurry up and get off. Yeah. I didn't realize it wasn't stopping. And then I just felt so out of control going down the mountain. Maybe I didn't get the proper lessons, but I'm the same way with skiing. Give me a drink. I'll see you later. I'll sit by the fire, sit in the lounge. I'll watch TV.
You could do that at home.
Well, that's the argument against being there.
It's cool to be there.
It is the vibe, but I don't actually have to go out on the mountain. So who's in the app chat, Marissa?
So we have Katie in Bridgewater that says she has no desire to bungee jump
ever. Oh, I'm so with you on that
one. See, this is something I would do. I would go bungee jumping.
Oh, Stephanie has an interesting one. I feel like I'm the only person in the world that has no desire to go to Hawaii.
I
see that. Here's one for me, travel-wise. You know what I'm going to say, because I tell you this all the time. When everyone says, oh, I want to go to Japan, or I want to go to Italy, or, I think there's so many places here in the United States that are worth seeing. I don't care about going overseas.
Chris barely wants to leave the continent, that's for sure. You'd be hard-pressed to get her to Europe.
Are you more of like a sit at the beach and relax, or do you want to tour?
I don't know. I say I'm a sit-on-the-beach type of person, but then when I've done some touring, I'm like, oh, this is cool. But I could do it right here in the United States. There's tons of places. There's a lot here. I don't know. Backpacking cross-country pass. That's from Kristen Willow Grove.
That's funny.
Stephen Ewing, Joe, here you go, says, cruises, no thank you.
I absolutely see the people that say that, and for every reason why I love a cruise, I understand why they hate
it. I am one of them. You know, I was kind of freaked out the whole time that I was on a cruise because I felt like I didn't have control. And then, like, there was a bunch of smoke that came out of the smokestack. And I was like, what's that?
Oh, my God.
And I was like, I couldn't see land. And that was pretty freaky to me.
The smokestack isn't why people don't like to cruise. It's the disease and the buffets and all that stuff.
I thought it was being in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, yeah. But for Chris, it was the smokestack.
That was just one of them. Yeah. Giving up their driver's licenses. It's Chris and the crew. It's 8:32. It's Chris and Joe. Dan's off today. Marissa's here answering the phones. She's on the board. So, Joe, would you give up your driver's license if somebody was paying you to do it?
For how much is the question?
$30,000.
Ooh.
Yeah. But here's the deal.
You're naming a good price.
Yeah, so this is over in Malta. And Malta apparently is small and a lot of people drive, so it's very dense there. So there's a lot of traffic. So they're offering people 30 years old and younger $30,000. It's like 28 and change or something to give up their driver's licenses for 5 years. 5 years. I guess what would you do? Jump on the bus,
train,
take a train,
walk.
I don't know, walk,
ride a bike.
Oh, that's true. Ride a bike. You're not getting it in all one lump sum, though. You're getting it $5,700 a year for 5 years. I don't think that's that much for me to give up my driver's license. That's, to me, giving up my independence.
You're not a bus goer and a train rider and all those things.
Well, and I figure because you live in the city, you probably wouldn't mind this.
Happily would do it, yeah.
Really?
I mean, I would, honestly, they could pay me, I would pay them to give up my driver's license. If I knew I could easily get places, yeah.
But then, aren't you kind of always on someone else's time? I like being on my time.
I agree with you, Marissa. Totally agree.
I hear you both, but I disagree.
You like being passenger princess.
I like being a passenger princess. They take care of me. Plus, then I'm not contributing to the traffic problem.
And you can't.
Listen, you've got to have people like me on the universe because otherwise you're beat.
They should try this for Route 1, don't you think?
Oh, God,
who wants to give up their license?
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop. Scoop.
Who does Nicole Kidman have a new boyfriend? So she was spotted holding hands in New York City with Simon Baker, who's an Australian actor and a director who's actually in The Mentalist, Joe. They've been friends for years. Actually, she is even one of his son's godmothers. So they've known each other a long time. He's split up. He's divorced, whatever. Some people are saying they were just holding hands in New York City because of the traffic.
And sometimes you do that, yeah.
You just do that in New York City. And I can say, yeah, anybody who's around me sometimes, I grab in New York City to try to get across the streets. So I don't really know what's going on with them, but could be, right? She's single. She's allowed to.
She is, yeah.
So Chapel
her man
Roan.
Moved, her ex moved on.
That's right. He sure did. So Chapel Roan taking some heat. This, she's getting on my nerves.
Yeah. You know, I like Chapel Roan and I like her music, but there are just some people that are not meant to be in the spotlight.
She hasn't been around long enough to complain about fans.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So this 11-year-old little girl who happens to be a celebrity's daughter, Jude Law's daughter, saw Chapel in a hotel in Brazil over the weekend. She didn't go up to her, didn't attempt to talk to her, nothing. She literally just walked past her table to see if it was actually her because she wasn't sure. Now remember, she is 11 years old. So a security guard saw this apparently, aggressively confronted the little girl and her mom, scared her,
ugh.
And, you know, told her, you better stop doing this. You got to stay away from her. Are you kidding me? So people are criticizing Chapel for sending her security to blast this little girl for being a fan. Chapel, though, is now saying that it wasn't her personal security guard. But here's the thing. It wasn't an official meet and greet. She wasn't busy doing anything that she wouldn't know what was going on. She was just sitting at a table at a hotel. So she knew something was going on. You know what I mean? And
she could
figure it out.
Yeah,
figure it out.
Yeah, this story was the biggest thing on the internet this weekend, yeah. And I thought, is this the end of Chapel Roan?
I kind of hope so. She's getting on my nerves.
She's not someone who's handled the fame very well.
No, not at all. She's obnoxious about it. So there's a big new bar trend, mini cocktails. I kind of love this. So people are just drinking less. I mean, that's the trend now because of, for health reasons, number one,
mm-hmm.
And because nobody's got any extra money and cocktails are expensive. That's number two. So this tiny, teeny trend is on the rise. Where basically bars are serving like scaled down drinks because people don't want as much alcohol and they don't want to pay for it either.
Yeah.
So at least they're still getting money and you're still getting a little taste of that cocktail.
And that social aspect that comes with it as well.
I'm kind of into it. I'd much rather have a tiny cocktail these days. And Marty Supreme going to start streaming on HBO Max on April 24th. There's the scoop. Scoop brought to you by Estates Roadshow. Got gold or silver just laying around. Get top dollar for it at the Estates Roadshow. Friday through Tuesday at TMT Cash for Gold in Cherry Hill. Visit TMTCashForGold.com. So we got a new vending machine in the office, and there's already a problem with it.
Yeah, so...
It's Chris and the crew. Chris and Joe. Marissa's here, too. Joe, you have to handle this.
No, I don't. So when you order, I'm going to use the exact example. It's sending... The buttons on it aren't corresponding necessarily to what the labels are.
So
if I press C6,
right.
It gave me C5.
He came back into the studio with a ginger ale.
Which I love ginger ale.
But I don't think I've ever seen you get one out of the vending machine. It's always a Coke or a lemonade or something like that. So I'm like, what's up with the ginger ale?
Yeah.
So wait, so the number does not match the product.
It doesn't match the product.
So anybody,
it's off by one.
Anybody that goes in there is going to get the wrong thing. They're going to spend their money on the wrong thing.
It is off by one.
You have to handle this.
So I went in to order a lemonade and I walked out with a ginger ale.
Wait, there's a number on it. Can't we call the number?
Chris, I am not calling that woman at that phone number ever again because I was calling her because her old vending machine was broken and they weren't coming out and fixing it. And I thought, I'll take this. Why is it my job? For some reason, I was like, I'll take this upon myself. I kept calling and because they hadn't come out for months. When a couple of weeks ago, she said to me, I know, Joe, I have a request here in your name.
By name?
Because she said, I see your request.
First name basis.
I said to her, people in the office probably use my name when they call before.
No, they don't.
But Chris,
I think you should, forget about that. Forget about calling. You don't want to call. You need to put a sign on it saying the numbers don't match the snacks.
Here's the thing, though. I think that if Joe found out the hard way, everyone else needs to find out the hard way.
I kind of agree. I mean, don't think so.
It's a little crapshoot. Listen, I'm announcing it now. We playing the overhead speaker. It's after 9 o'clock. most of our coworkers who are coming in for the day are here.
What if it's their last
dollar? It's a good test if they're listening to our show.
What if it's the last money they have and they put it in there and it's the wrong thing?
It's all digital payments anyway. I've never once put cash in that thing.
Oh, you do? I don't use the machine.
I've only ever used digital payment anyway, so you always have a digital payment.
This right here, this is the formal announcement.
Yeah, this is... hang on, I'm going to...
Guys.
Can I do it? Like,
you're not decent people.
Because we're on the office.
Yeah, right now. Go ahead.
Attention coworkers at 94.5 PST.
Seeing if anyone's moving.
Attention coworkers. The new vending machine does not correspond to the number you're getting. If you press it, you might get the wrong product.
Why are you talking like that? Like with your nose plugged?
Because I wanted it to sound like an old timey like office announcement.
Yeah. Any decent person, hello, would write a sign. I'll do it. The mother in me is going to make me do this. Write a sign and tape it on the machine, Joe.
If you don't do it, I will.
But I haven't fully... I mean, I tested one. Is it just one number is wrong?
Try it.
Or is the entire machine wrong?